Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm a day. A Thursday night, you know, feeling nice. My umbilical drinks are going soups, you know.
I know. What's going on?
Well, I'm just ready to get into this drama that we have going on today. But I just want to get something out of the way before we just get into this. Shout out to Lady Gaga, who's celebrating 8 years of art pop. You know, truly underrated album. Also want to shout out to Nicki Minaj. Superbad finally is now diamond, y'all. So anything newsworthy real quick?
Told the boys they broke it, protecting their presence from the Grinch.
Music in your background. Why am I hearing TV in your background? What's that about?
I'm sorry. My apology.
The disrespect.
My apology, God. Child.
Okay. Okay. Some may say like, right at the bat, if there anything like newsworthy, because I know Nicki Minaj just get PR diamond plaque recently. So, no?
No. I don't have anybody to put on.
Moving on. All right. So, guys, if you don't already know our voices by now, this is, let's get into it. This, you know me, I'm Robin, and this is my co-host, Shannon, on the line. Shannon, say hey.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Thank you guys for joining us. So this week we're going to be talking about the tragic event that happened during Astroworld Fest. That was Travis Scott festival. A lot of it happened. We are hearing that 9 persons have died due to trampling, stage exhaustion, conspiracy theories about rituals, all types of situations that get thrown out right now. But what I would love for you to do, Shannon, is just like give us the breakdown of what's going on, and we'll just, you know, drop our 2 cents off the
basically what happened is that Travis Scott had a big concert, Astroworld, that's what it's called. Last weekend, Atlanta in Houston, Texas. Not Atlanta, but Houston, Texas. A lot of people were attending. And unfortunately, a lot of people broke in to the concert as well. So it was fully booked, fully packed, with a whole bunch of people. A whole bunch of people that was packed into that concert. There was a huge lineup. Robin, if I forget anybody, please fill in at any time. I know Drake was there, SZA was there, Roddy Rich was there, Rico Nasty was there,
Coi Leray was there. Those are, you know, at the top of my mind. I don't
recall.
I don't remember. Some other small artists.
A few more other different people was there. Unfortunately, there was a whole bunch of fire, smokes, a whole bunch of stuff. There was people also, by the police reports, that there was people injecting people in the crowd with stuff. They're not sure what kind of stuff it is. Drugs or whatever it is. They're not sure. It was... So apparently people were passing out. There was different people giving their version of events of what happened. The first person that came out was a black guy who came out and spoke on this the same night when everything happened. Right. Unfortunately, he passed out. And after the concert was over, he went into his car, sat down, and had a flashback and started to record his version of events of what really happened at the concert.
Push pause. Because I was seeing the videos during the concert was going on.
He was the first person I saw. I'm being honest with you. I didn't see any of the videos. I didn't hear anything before him, before he came out and started talking about it.
I saw a video of persons that was, because when persons were passing out in the crowd, I was seeing videos were leaking of persons actually going up to like the video camera, the person that was videoing everything, to like trying to alert them that persons were passing out. A whole lot of shit was happening down there in the crowd. And he was like totally brushing them off and was like telling to get off the stage and whatever. So
yeah, I didn't see that video until after too.
Like the Astrofest was trending when the whole passing out situation, the whole running, busting over the gate, persons being trampled, that was from earlier on in the day. That has been trending the day. SZA has been trending currently. Someone else didn't perform.
Oh, I did not know that. So the first video I saw was of that person. I didn't even watch it the first time. I skipped past it so many times until I was like, why is this video popping up everywhere? Like, you know, when somebody's target ad starts coming up on your phone, that's how I felt like that video was. It just keeps coming up. And I just had to watch it.
I'm liking it.
Right. And so I watched it and I realized what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And that really, really, it was so scary. I felt like I was watching somebody reliving a cult experience. That's how I felt like that video was. Because all he was saying was, God, I'm not going to ever do this again. God, I'm so happy that you took me through this. I'm so happy that I'm not dead. I'm so happy, da, 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 da. You see what I'm saying? So it was like somebody being saved from being killed or murdered.
Theories that are,
yes, that's how persons, I felt about listening to that person speak.
Persons were saying that it was a whole ritual situation that was going on, but to debunk that, I mean, these lawsuits that he's now going into, this is now up to like 50 and counting. The death toll is now up to 9 from persons who died at the concert. I mean, this nigga is up to his neck in lawsuit and probably death right now. You don't know how him career will come back from this.
And his ex-manager, like, before we even get to the ex-manager, but after, I want to, how many of the videos did you see? How many people have you heard came out and speak on what happened at the concert?
I saw quite a few, to be honest. I saw quite a few. But most I've been seeing, though, are like news report, because it's now reached the news, like national, local news. So yeah, that's what I've been keeping in tune to right now. Because I know that somebody died today, a girl, she was 22 years old. So the death toll went up to 9 as of today. But I saw a video of the security guard that was talking about how they were actually just... Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I saw a video of a security... That was very interesting. The security guard was talking about how they did not have the proper qualifications to be security guards at all. I mean, they got hired by a text, no interview, no background checks, no nothing. They were just hired by a text. And to me, that's just crazy.
That is crazy. That was weird as hell to me.
But I don't know how that would even happen. Like, how they wanna, you have a, like, I know, like, say, like 500 people at the concert, you know, may I talk about tens of thousands of people. I would think they would want to have like some SWAT type people at a bit of a concert there.
Why you feel so? But you know what? I do see where you're coming from with this because of the type of concert that this is and the type of music that he sings about and the type of person who he is. Yes, I get what you're saying, but I think the hiring process could not be blamed on him though, if you get what I'm saying, because Live Nation, who is the ticket master and also the concert person, should have made sure that these things are preparation to get done, because at the end of the day is they were hired for this specific reason. This is not the first time he's been on tour. This is his third world tour, to my knowledge. So how much blame can I put on Travis Scott?
You were talking about Live Nation. What's that? What's Live Nation?
So Live Nation is literally the... Live Nation is like Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster is like Live Nation. What they do is that you go out, what you do is like Travis Scott team will go out and hire these people and say, all right, then we want you to be full booker of the tour. So what they'll do is go out and put the tickets out there for sale. Get a head count of how many people are booking to go to the concert, get also the venue and also the security people to make sure that every patron's in there orderly and get to their seat, make sure they're in the right seat. If there's any miss up of people sitting in the wrong seat, fix that and get it corrected. That's what their job is. If there's a fight or anything in the crowd, they are supposed to make sure that everything goes well, break it up, whatever the situation is. So they control the venue and who is in the venue. Management control backstage, anything on stage, any lighting or anything, that's management. So to me, both are responsible. Travis Scott for the raging and Live Nation for not being prepared.
But I mean, it's funny though, and very ironic how his type of music has now caused it, because one of the reasons why he's become what he is, because there's never really been any major incidents. Sure, persons have been trampled at his concerts, but nothing as major as this, ever.
No, I remember on Twitter, there was this guy that came out and said he is crippled when he went to a Travis Scott concert in 2017. Yeah. He was flinged from the balcony of a stadium and broke his back.
Yeah, he says that he's now listening to the song Butterfly Effect to develop PTSD, and him say all the more him listen to it, him just keep on thinking how him just gonna just dead from the whole situation there. I think he's now going to reopen a lawsuit against Travis Scott as well.
That is crazy though. That is so crazy. And there is several other people that have different version of events where stuff went wrong, where Travis Scott was in. I remember his ex-manager came out and spoke on his encounter where Travis Scott left him in a basement when they were taking drugs together. He overdosed and Travis left him there to die. So there is so many different things that other people know are coming out and shitting that we were probably turning our blind eye to and not paying attention.
That's sad though, because I'm not lying. I like his music. Even though I do consider him mediocre at best.
Really? I've never heard this from you.
Yeah, but I like his music though, man. I like his music. I'm going to admit that. I mean, so this whole story is just so unfortunate. It's really, 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 really unfortunate. And that's all I can say, because I can't really blame him per se. Like, I don't know, I just can't really put all of the blame on him, because like, these people, they're fucking crazy.
Really? Did you watch all the clips from the concert though?
Yes. You're
put all the blame on him? All right, then I'm gonna say this. Out of 100, I probably blame him 90%, and Live Nation 10%. Like, I don't get it.
So we were having a conversation saying that, all right, since persons were shouting out and talking about, oh, persons are passed out and him today, still continuing his concert, not paying anybody no mind. And that, I think that's where the backlash is really stemming from. And then after the concert done and everything, gone on different other parties saying that he didn't know anything of what was going on. So in ratings a drop, persons are blaming him, say like he should have stopped the concert.
But even though, but hold on, let me say this. Even though people, if you realize that most of these people right now are, most of these performers now are really stopping their concert, checking to make sure that their fans are okay before nobody really gives a fuck. And that's what I'm saying. This is why Travis Scott feel comfortable doing shit like this. It's because nobody cared about their fans coming to these concerts, paying their money, coming to listening, and making sure they're safe. You know what? I remember when I went to watch Chris Brown. Chris Brown was...
I can't.
Really, like, y'all, at the end of the show, good performance. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a fucking big fan of Chris Brown. I don't fucking like Chris Brown like that.
What?
I listen to his music, but I don't fucking like him like that.
There you were.
But hold on. I'm going to tell you my experience there now. When he came on, he was like, how y'all doing? Yada, yada, yada. And, you know, like, yeah, I'm ready to get into the show. After the show, he was like, guys, this is the end of the show. I just want to make sure everybody gets home safe. Y'all be safe. Yada, yada, yada. It's rare when an artist gets on the stage, perform an hour and a half, or hour and 10 minutes, and be like, guys, this is the end of the show. I hope y'all get home safe. I hope everybody be safe and yada, yada, yada. Most time, people just walk off. Because I went to a K. Michelle concert before too in 2018, and she literally just walked off. We didn't even realize that it was the end of the show because she didn't say nothing. She just walked off. She didn't say goodbye. She didn't say nothing. She just came off the stage and walked off. Nothing. Nothing. So to me, the first impression lasts the longest. And Chris Brown to me was the best concert that I've ever been to. And I've been to other concerts after Chris Brown as well, where them people, they just be like, oh, this is the end of the show. Boom, the lights go out. You just walk off. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So you can tell who care about their fans and who really just come to the money. Y'all always, to me, y'all think Cardi B come for the money, but to me, Cardi B is yeah, that's the persona she gives. But to me, I've been to a Cardi B concert where she was one of the acts on there. She was so nice, like for real. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Our message is, I think, how can I put it? I mean, I guess it depends on the type of performance and the concert side. Come and say it's like this was a big fucking ass concert. You know what I mean? Like there were thousands of people there. Come and say it's like improv. You're right. Improv. I think Bonnie fans probably just like want not to pay attention really to what's going on in the crowd, but just making sure that the crowd is just raging just as him because that's the energy that he feeds off. So, I mean, it's difficult. I don't know what to say, but all I can say is this dude, I don't think his career, I don't know. He can probably bounce back if he just goes silent for a while and just produce music or continue to teach people beats. Because I've heard that too.
Oh, God. He's a living Kanye West. Let's just say that. He's the second version of the Kanye West that we're about to witness. Anyway, the whole Kylie Jenner situation as well. That was, to me, Nicki Minaj has already told us about that shit. And so I feel like I'm experiencing it over again. I feel like Nicki came out and shed some light on this whole Kylie Jenner shit. And this is just us reliving that whole experience. Because she's going to come out, make a statement, yada, yada, yada. When she damn well I know, if you watch that fucking video, you could have saw the ambulance in there. And when everybody already start grabbing the video and reposting it, she's going to go delete it and then post up, me and Travis, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Even the live video that Travis came up. I feel like these artists need to stop doing this shit. I feel like watching that whole live, Travis Scott live that he came up and did, apologizing and talking about he's reaching out to family to help with funeral expenses and shit like that. That was fake. I felt like when the baby came out and did the whole, oh, my fans ain't gay, my fans ain't had no AIDS, my fans ain't... I felt exactly like that. That's how I felt about that. Like they're not here. They just came out and do it because they were forced to do it.
I can see how it looks that way, and I totally agree. I feel like it was so disingenuous, and you know what? I always sometimes it doesn't make sense than us to know. You know what I mean? Because it's like, or for me, if it was me, I don't care. I would make people wait, fucking wait. You know what I mean? If me feel like say in that moment, what I'm going to be saying is not going to be sincere, then I'm just not going to fucking say it. I'm just not going to say it to like please people or do it because that's what persons are expecting too. And I feel like lots of these speeches, these posts, these videos, these monologues, these apologies, blah, 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 they're just done because that is what persons, the public, the media is expecting some type of fake accountability. You know what I mean?
That, so, yeah, of course I understand what you mean. That is... I feel like their management needs to, like... I get it now that him and Nicki sharing management team. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen from here. But they need to... Their PR people or whatever for Travis Scott need to... do more than try to pay for these people's funeral, because the lawsuits that are coming, I feel like these people, he's gonna have to pay a large buck out of his pocket. It's gonna hit him real. Live Nation is gonna have to pay some money, but to me, Live Nation is gonna swingle their way up, try to make sure they pay the least amount of money. They're gonna try to push some of the blame on Travis Scott.
Of course, I think based on the events leading up to the death and the energy that was going on at the concert and the pattern, because I mean he has gotten arrested already for inciting riots. You know what I mean? So he's been charged in 2017, 2018. So, and then this happened, persons are going to see it in as a pattern, and they're going to have a field day with this in court. I'm telling you.
Of course, they are going to.
cannot get all that is.
I don't know if he's gonna be able to swingle his way out of what's coming.
It is just so sad. It is just.
It
so
is. Sad. It's like really.
And then today I was wondering to myself, you know what, like all of this situation happened. I wonder if Kendall, or I'm sorry, Kylie, has to stay by his side.
Yes. You know what? I feel like she is going to stay by his side. You know why he's going to stay by his side? Because, you know why I feel like she's going to stay by his side? Because now if she her way or wingle her way out of his life or out of the whole scenario, she's going to, people are now going to want to drag her. And you know that we're living in the era of the internet and how the whole persona is of people canceling people. So she's going to try her best not to
not
herself from the situation or from him, because she wants, mm-hmm. even though she wants, she probably wants to try to be the loyal girlfriend at the end of the day. Probably,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I think she does, because if she didn't come out, she wouldn't come out and try to feel like, make video in defense of him, because she come out a real song with her chest up in the first video.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you. I feel like he's gonna try his best to make everything stay together and try to hold everything together. No, what I think will happen is if he falls the fuck off, she might want to leave him.
You know what? I don't think he's gonna fall off.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's gonna fall off. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's gonna fall off. I think the best thing for him to do is to just go through or try to survive these lawsuits. I think he will still have enough connection in the because we all know the industry. He's a man. He's been getting hits after hits after hits. You understand? So, and then he makes really good, allegedly, good beats. So if he like goes back to doing that, started to like partner up with people producing their beats, I think he can build up enough momentum to like have a comeback. Maybe change his type of music, have a an awakening, an epiphany, some type of like altering Magnus Opus album as a comeback. It can happen. But that's just, you know, me projecting.
I feel like he's gonna get a big hit. He might not be down for a very long time, but he's gonna be down for a minute. And to me, right now, the whole the baby situation too, is tour that is coming. I don't feel like a lot of people are gonna push out to go. I don't feel like a lot of things are gonna go his way. I feel like that's what I'm saying to you. Like, this is not gonna just flow out and everything is just gonna go away. It's not gonna happen. It's gonna be here. Not a year, 2 years. No, it's gonna be here for a while.
This can go on. This can go on for maybe a decade, at least a decade, or even more than that. You know, because there's a ton of persons that have filed lawsuits. As we say earlier, it's up to 50 and counting.
It's up to 50 now. Wow.
Yeah, the lawsuits are up to 50 and counting. So it's going to take a definite minute. But you know, we wish him all the best. All the motherfucking best. Alright, so Shannon, so we've reached the end of another spicy enchilada, empanada.
Yeah, you fucking with Emil. You fucking with Amara. That's too much. How the hell did you just come up with that? Where did you see that girl before you came on this podcast? Like, how the
heck? It just felt like something, you know,
I would
want to say.
I'm done with you.
Quickly, fuck alone.
I'm done.
Anyways, guys, I want to thank you so much for staying with us and sticking us to the end of another wonderful podcast where we discussed the happenings of the tragedy of the Travis Scott AstroWorld Fest. Just want to know, you can always follow me on Twitter at QuadQuerJA. I'm always there, or you can follow me on Snapchat, PrimaDonnaBoy93. And yeah, just tune in for another wonderful episode of Let's Get Into This. Jenny, you want to say anything?
No, I'm just happy to be back. See you guys later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.